Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung Jr. with the news coming out of Mount Ararat in eastern Turkey. There is a group of scientists that believe that they have found the location of the original Noah's Ark. That's the headline. In one moment, Dr. Randall Price will discuss with my father the importance for understanding why the need to find the Noah's Ark and what role it will play for us in the future.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
I know that you have dedicated a great part of your life and your ministry to joining with a team to go out in search of the real Noah's Ark there in the area of the world that the Bible seems to indicate it would be located. First of all, just give us a brief update on how the project's going, and then tell me and tell those eavesdropping on this conversation, why are you dedicating your part of your life to search for this ark?
Well, first let me explain that this is a scientific expedition. Everybody involved have certain professional credentials or bring certain professional skills to it. The purpose of it, of course, is to follow through on data that we have. We've been there now 4 years. Each time we've gotten closer and closer to where we feel the anomalies are. Other information that we have received from our own excavations have led us to think that we at least have Noah's Ark as a good candidate.
Why are you doing this, Randy? What's driving you?
When I read the book of Genesis, I see history. It starts with a history of creation, moves to a history of mankind. As you well know, the Lord Jesus says, as in the days of Noah, so shall the days of the coming of the Son of Man be. And we live in an age that is just on, I think, the verge of seeing the return of Jesus Christ. And we need that wake-up call that says judgment is imminent. And a discovery like this would, I think, move some people beyond that point of doubt to a point of decision.
Dr. Randy Price, the leader of the team in search of the original Noah's Ark. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
Jesus said in the Olivet Discourse that the time of his return to the earth would be as it was in the days of Noah. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Matthew chapter 24 and verse 37 is the location of that quote in Scripture from Jesus Christ, who warned that at the time of his return to earth, it would be as it was in the days of Noah. Not at the time of the flood, but the time after the flood, which had the world focused on Babylon, which is modern-day Iraq. Our world today continues to watch war-torn Iraq and the rise of Islamic State and the sectarian fighting in that Middle Eastern nation. That's how it was in the days of Noah when the world was focused on Babylon. Babylon, or modern-day Iraq's future, is found in Revelation chapter 18, the world headquarters for the Antichrist. With that information, you must understand we are quickly approaching that time, as it was, by the way, in the days of Noah. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...